So today we're going to take a look at the 10-piece emergency survival kit from Practical Survival. It's going to be interesting. Let's get into it. So just looking at the initial box, it's very compact. It's kind of dense, so it looks like it's pretty much full of things. It's supposed to have the emergency sleeping bag, emergency plastic poncho, this emergency poncho for cold weather, an emergency blanket, and a tent with all the things that would come with it. All right, let's see here. We're gonna go ahead and open this box, but before we open this box, make sure that you like and subscribe because it does help the channel. Double thumbs up. Thumbs up. What? Which way's up? That way's up. Thumbs up. Something like that. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and crack this open. And it comes in a little carrying case. We're going to set this off to the side. Kind of nifty. Seems reasonably durable. I like the carabiner. It has a locking carabiner on it. It's not super expensive, but I wouldn't climb with it. In fact, it says not for climbing on it. I do like the fact that there's a carabiner, so you could actually like add this to your bug out bag if you wanted to have something dangling off your bag. I would likely stuff it in my bag, but this is more of kind of like an emergency kit. A lot of times we forget about the need for shelter in emergency situations. A lot of people just have kind of blow that off, and I don't think that that's smart when there are kits available like this for less than $25. We're going to go and open it up. And we're going to push this over here so we can play in the main area. Let's see. It's actually very well organized inside of the pack itself. I'm going to throw that up there. It's already kind of set exactly the way you want it. So we'll just work from this side out. Let's see. What is this? And we got this. They're connected. No, they're not. They just have drawstrings that are together. So this is the emergency sleeping bag. And if I move this over here, I can put something over here for you and we can talk about it. This is the emergency sleeping bag. And the idea is that this will keep your body heat in. You could sleep inside of this. Obviously, you don't want to stick your head into it because you won't be able to breathe and you'll unlife yourself. But this is the emergency sleeping bag and you will be able to maintain your body heat. These are the kind that they actually have. They have like put in buckets of ice and then gotten into, and they still maintain 95% of your body heat or some number like that. So we're going to go ahead and set that off to the side. Let's see. What do we got here? This is the plastic emergency poncho. This one is kind of standard. It looks like it's a little thicker than what you would normally find. I think I'm going to put something right over there for you. And to give you an idea what we're talking about. And it is what it is. It's a plastic emergency poncho. It's nothing fancy. It says that it's 50 by 80. So we're gonna go ahead and work with that. Emergency blanket. This is retains up to 90% of body heat, compact, lightweight, tear resistant material, and reusable. And it is green, so you could stay semi-tactical with it. If you guys haven't noticed this, basically this survival kit is based around maintaining body heat, keeping you protected from the elements with the lightest amount of weight possible. So I think this is a really good idea. In fact, I've never seen one that is green like this. So it's a pretty interesting choice for a product. We have the emergency poncho, and as usual, we're gonna do something over here. We have the emergency poncho, and basically it is like the emergency blanket, but it's basically plastic. It's a poncho, but it's green, so you could disappear into the woodland if you wanted to. A lot of survival gear is focused on high visibility, and this can be a serious problem in a semi-tactical environment, so I like the green. Then we've got the emergency tube tent. If you guys haven't seen this, it's kind of ingenious. It's another way to maintain body heat as well as keep you out of the elements. It looks like all of the lines are going to be, yep, there they are going to actually be inside of this rolled up tent. So obviously this is packaged so that it's not a one-time use item. In fact, it's actually quite durable plastic. I can actually feel it. Well, I'm sorry. Let's put something over here. The The idea is that you can get in and out of this thing and it will protect you from the elements and you can roll it up and reuse it. So we're gonna go ahead and set that over there. And then obviously we've got four little stakes. These have been clearly made to fit in the bag. They're a little different. They're actually quite different than the, they're kind of tough. They're made quite differently than the stakes that they may show over here. I'm sure that's just so that they could shrink the package down so that you have a more compact emergency shelter kit. So what are my thoughts on this? It's actually pretty simple. This kit kind of combines everything that you would actually need. And it's actually very layered out. If we go backwards, you have the entire shelter kit, okay? This sucker is going to keep you out of the rain. It's going to keep you out of the elements. And it's going to create that space around you that is you're going to be able to maintain more body heat, even if you don't use any of the other items. So there's that, all right? And then you've got the poncho, okay? So the poncho, this is out while you're moving around. You can still maintain that body heat. You can still protect yourself from the elements. I mean, if you're out there walking around in the rain and in the cold, you only need to get down to about 50 degrees before you start talking about hypothermia. And this is going to keep you dry. The emergency blanket. We're going to use this in conjunction with the survival shelter, this little tent. And the reason we're going to do that is because we can maintain our body heat inside of it and actually survive. This one right here, the plastic poncho. This is clearly lightweight, meant for the summertime. But you could actually use it as another layer if you absolutely had to. And then we've got the emergency sleeping bag. This is meant to be an addition to this emergency blanket. The emergency blanket you can just throw over yourself. You can hide with it. You can use it to retain your heat and some mobility while you don't have to actually get into this emergency sleeping bag. All in all, I think the kit is very well put together. I think that for $24.90-something, it's well worth the money, and I will be putting this inside of one of my vehicles. Although winter is ending here shortly, we have to realize that, like I said, it only takes the temperature to drop to around 50 degrees before we talk about hypothermia. Yeah, and I forgot to tell you, free, full-back, 100% money-back guarantee for up to 1 year. You can try it for an entire year, and if you don't like it, send it back and they'll give you your money back. Yeah. So overall, I'd give this a 9 out of 10. Everything is functional. Everything works. It is as advertised. And for the price of less than $25 on Amazon, you can't beat it. I'm going to leave a link below. If you're interested, you can look around. I hope you enjoyed the video. And as usual, if you did, then do me a favor. Hit that like, follow, subscribe, all that stuff. It really does help out. All right, guys, until the next time. Yeah. Stay safe. Have a great day, and I'll see you when I see you. Bye-bye.